Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. Politicians will face spending limits for the first time under sweeping electoral reforms to be introduced to Parliament next week. Candidates will only be able to receive $20,000 from any one donor each year, with a total limit of $600,000 for political donations each year for individuals, businesses, unions, and other groups. Real-time disclosure will be introduced, and the limit on disclosures will be dropped to $1,000. Special Minister of State Don Farrell says it will strengthen the political system.
Australia's political system is strong, but it can and should be stronger. Since 2016, I have advocated and campaigned for changes to our electoral system to tackle the issues that threaten our democracy.
The changes would not come into effect until after the next election. Australia has supported a United Nations resolution to recognise the permanent sovereignty of Palestinian people for the first time in two decades. Australia has joined 158 other countries in the UN committee to vote in favour of the resolution to recognise the permanent sovereignty of the Palestinian people in the occupied Palestinian territory. Seven voted against the resolution, including the United States, Canada and Israel. 11 abstained. Education Minister Jason Clare told Channel 7 action needs to be taken to put an end to the suffering.
You can't bomb your way to peace. You know, I think the last 12 months have shown us that. You know, the bombing has killed tens of thousands of people in Gaza, in Lebanon, you know, more than 1,000 people murdered in Israel as well. And what this is about is building momentum to a two-state solution. You know, we need to end the killing and start the talking.
New research suggests 6 in 10 older people in New South Wales say they're experiencing loneliness. The Council on the Ageing report has found half of those older than 50 feel socially isolated, undervalued by society, and struggling to connect. It comes as a parliamentary inquiry into the prevalence, causes, and impacts of loneliness begins in the state today. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has labelled federal government conditions for refugees in Papua New Guinea impossible. It comes after the government announced it would restore financial support for refugees, but only if they agreed to vacate their current accommodation by December 19. Refugees who are single would receive $348 weekly, while couples would receive $414. The Resource Centre says they've been told by refugees that's not nearly enough money to afford safe accommodation in Port Moresby. Deputy Chief Executive Jana Favero says people banished to offshore detention in Papua New Guinea are at great risk of harm. And US President-elect Donald Trump says he intends to make Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a member of his cabinet. Kennedy is the son of former US Attorney General Bobby Kennedy and the nephew of former President John F. Kennedy. He was a third-party candidate in the recent presidential election before dropping out and endorsing Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is nominating Mr. Kennedy as Secretary for Health and Human Services. In announcing the nomination on social media, Mr. Trump says big pharmaceutical companies and big food companies have caused a health crisis in the United States that Mr. Kennedy will help fix. Mr. Kennedy's appointment, like all Mr. Trump's cabinet appointments, has to be confirmed by the United States Senate, which Mr. Trump's Republican Party will control. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.